Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken is a longtime, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years. He's been with us. He is the author of Common Census, the Counterintuitive Guide to Generational Marketing, which we helped him launch way back in the day. His new book is called The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. He's the original demographer in our Brain Trust, and our good friend Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Good to be here, my friend.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Ken, you're concerned these days about a threat to our food supply, our food source, and the threat that you say is coming from China. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, very real. I just spoke at the U.S. Apple Association.
We're not talking about Apple Corporation. We're talking about people who grow apples.
People who lobby
for apples, the round things that keep the doctor away.
Exactly. Apple Day keeps the doctor away. Now these are the growers. These are the anybody that has anything to do with apples goes to this meeting, and it's a meeting in Chicago. It just happened Friday. I was the keynote speaker, and the Chinese were there in force, about 30, 40 of them. the issue with the apple people is China wants to cut a deal with Washington State, which is the biggest producer of apples, and they're saying we're going to open up China. Let you sell your apples in China. You let us sell our apples in the United mm-hmm. States, and I'm thinking, one, you don't make a deal with the Chinese, but I'm not going to go there. And so, like, already, Jim, already, if you're drinking apple juice in the United States, check the label on a bottle.
Are you saying that what you just said about you sell ours to, yours to us, we'll sell ours to you, that that's already happened? Except
no, they're working on it. It's in the works.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest producer.
We're buying their stuff, but they're not buying our stuff yet?
Well, here's what happens. And that is, according to the insiders there, that is what happens. Because you cut a deal with the Chinese.
They don't buy our stuff. They do not like to buy our stuff.
No, they don't buy our stuff.
That's the reason we've got a trade imbalance there.
Well, their people love our stuff. I mean, if they could afford it.
Yeah.
But they love American products, but no, they don't want American products in China.
So you're saying that if you drink apple juice today, the chances are pretty good that it was grown in China?
Yeah, well...
Were the apples grown in China, or was the apple product made in China?
Yes and yes. Yeah.
What's happening to our apples?
Well, you know, the reason that they've got the juice first is because you don't need good apples to make juice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that
you
works.
You can throw sugar in it and make it taste better.
Yeah, you can doctor the stuff up. But if you're drinking apple juice in the United States, if you give an apple juice to your baby, you're giving them Chinese food.
Check it out, folks. Will it be on the label? Will it say grown, made in China?
It'll say China and other places, and it'll be like Argentina and Brazil. Mm-hmm. But bottom line, Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find this out? Did they tell you that last week?
Yeah, well, they told me that. I was a keynote in 2011 as well. And, you know, I sat down with the president of the association and their board members, and they said, these are the things that keep us up at night. So they just laid it out. They said, China wants desperately to come in. They not only want the apples, they want to sell us their food. If you take a look in, it's an interesting story. Look on Bureau of Labor Statistics and at what countries are spending on R&D, you know, research and development, and you can find the United States is spending, you know, a lion's share of our R&D on military and technology, and Russia is spending most of theirs on military. China is spending most of theirs on food.
They have to do that because they've got issues. I mean, they've got a survival issue over there with food. I mean, never mind whatever sinister ideas they have to subvert our own health over here with food products. They've got their own issues with food, with providing enough food for their people.
Well, you know, I'd like to believe that, except that they have prevented their, and I'll put that in quotes, under 34 years old, they have prevented half a billion live births.
No, I know that, but I'm saying they've got other issues. They got environmental issues. They got farming issues. They got all kinds of problems over there with for the future, providing food for their folks. Hold on to that thought. There's another thing going on, folks. Not only the apples, but other kinds of products. If you've been keeping up with the Smithfield Pork Company and that transaction that's pending, with China right now. We're going to get Ken to weigh in on that after these messages. 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.